Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Talk about being on a roll. Lionel Richie is on top of the world. The SAG-AFTRA Foundation announced today that Lionel will be the first recipient of its inaugural Recording Artist Inspiration Award. You know, he is an internationally renowned singer, songwriter, producer, and this event will really culminate all those years of his service to everybody around the world. This is taking place here in Beverly Hills on November 9th, and yes, I think I'll go out and celebrate my longtime friend on that one. Plus, you know, he has won 4 Grammys, an Academy Award, a Golden Globe Award at the Songwriter Hall of Fame's 47th annual induction. By the way, if you haven't heard, Lionel is also joining the judges panel for the 2018 season of American Idol. I can't wait for that because you know he's going to bring the right stuff. And could it be true that Lamar Odom has finally moved on from Khloe Kardashian? Well, he was spotted yesterday getting real cozy with the Haitian Instagram model, Maddie Morbucks. Yeah, and you might guess that her name kind of explains everything. She was sitting on his lap, and a lot of the paparazzi caught them getting really cozy during that lunch date. But apparently, he's saying it's not true. He isn't dating her. She's just a friend. And besides, he was spotted with another girl the night before over here in Hollywood at the Argyle nightclub. Now, the dating spree, interestingly, comes less than a week after his ex-wife, Khloe Kardashian, announced that she was expecting her first child with her boyfriend, Tristan Thompson. Okay, and the drama continues. You know, I love Gabrielle Union. Of course, she's star of Mary Jane and a whole bunch of other stuff, but she's recently opened up to People magazine talking about her infertility issues. She's releasing a memoir. It's titled We're Going to Need More Wine, and it features a variety of essays and stories from the actor's life here in Hollywood. Now, Gabrielle says she has had 8 or 9 miscarriages, and for 3 years, she has really been going through, you know, infertility treatments and in and out of the cycles, and she said she didn't really want children until she married Dwayne and met his 3 kids, and saying that now there's no place she'd rather be than with them. Well, we understand that. You know, she struggles with infertility, but she's not the only one. It's a big issue for a lot of couples, and I would say if you've got the heart to suffer through and the money to keep paying for it, hang in there. And good luck, Gabrielle and Dwayne. It will happen in God's time. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you're checking out our podcast weekly right here at AURN.com. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter @TanyaHollywood.